The city of North Adams, with 13,000 residents in the northwestern corner of Massachusetts, has closed municipal offices today and is preparing for the 3-week ban on all on-site service in state restaurants and bars that starts tomorrow. North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard spoke today with WAMC about how school children will receive the food they rely on while public schools are closed for 3 weeks and more.
Today, City Hall is closed to the public. We have staff on site to conduct business. We are encouraging people to do their business with City Hall by phone and online wherever possible. We will work with people who need a higher level of service on a case-by-case basis. We're assessing, as a lot of places are, what are the functions where we need to have staff here, and what provisions can we make to encourage and enable people to work remotely from City Hall.
Turning to public safety, what conversations have you had with the fire chief, the police chief? How are those services responding to the crisis?
We talk multiple times daily. I do a weekly check-in anyway, and we started the week with that question. Everybody is responding. They're doing their best. I mean, certainly they're feeling pressure. Particularly, the fire department as they've always had a function of backstopping other emergency management functions, the ambulance service, for example, and they're feeling that as EMS is strained, some of that is putting strain on them. But so far, they're functioning. They're meeting their responsibilities.
As far as North Adams' access to health care, obviously the closure of the hospital in the city has been a long-running conversation. Are you confident right now that folks in North Adams have adequate access to health care?
For the moment, yes, but it's something that we're looking at very carefully. We're advocating for understanding that health care systems everywhere are in unprecedented circumstances, but I know as Representative Barrett knows, as other people know, that it is critically important that we retain service here in North Adams for our residents.
Is Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield still the main place people in North Adams are going for health care?
Yeah, by and large, BMC is the group servicing. I think we probably do have some people going up to southern Vermont, but I don't know what that breakdown is. And so our main connection, just because They're the connection to state function, the connection to DPH, has really been BMC.
As far as a statewide reaction, what are your thoughts on the steps Governor Baker has taken to curtail the virus's spread?
They're important. They're necessary. Certainly we in Berkshire County started moving in this direction at the end of last week. The superintendents really came together as a unit to make some tough decisions about school closures, to get those notices out on Friday. We started to communicate on Friday that City Hall wouldn't be open, that the Senior Center would be closed, that we would be looking at how we deliver services at the library, and we're still hammering out the specifics of what that model looks like to keep people with access to library services. The fact is we went for 2 weeks. The governor made an announcement last night that extended that. The limitations on bar and restaurants to takeout and delivery only. We're hearing the language, flatten the curve, social distancing, and these things are really important. So I know the governor provided time for people to, for businesses to make this adjustment. The order doesn't take effect until tomorrow. But if there's one message that I really want to hammer, it's this: social distancing is serious. It's important. It's the thing that we all need to practice. So it's not the time to pack as many people into the bar tonight as you can, in expectation that social outlet won't be available tomorrow.
Schools are closed in the state for the next 3 weeks. How are kids in North Adams getting access to food during that time?
We are using our meal program as we always have. We've got distribution sites. I know we had started with the expectation that there would be two sites providing breakfast and lunch service: Brayton Elementary and Colgrove Park. As of this morning, we expanded that, so we have four emergency feeding sites while schools are closed. Those are Brayton Elementary School, Coal Grove Park Elementary School, and then beginning tomorrow, Mohawk Forest and Greylock Valley apartment complexes as well. And what we'll be doing is we'll be distributing breakfast and lunch from 11 to noon each of those days. The one thing is, because this is still covered by our regular school meal program, students have to be present to receive their meal for the day.
As far as the economic impact of the various closures on North Adams, how is the city bracing for the effect it's going to have on business owners and working people alike?
This is the thing that we're discovering in real time. I know that whether it's the small business associations, whether it's other agencies, I know that the governor is relaxing some requirements around unemployment with the expectation that there will be a workforce impact. And then we're really, through our planning and coordination, they've set up some liaisons to community-based organizations, the groups that are serving the people who are in need, who were in need before the pandemic took effect and before these orders took effect. So we're trying to bring those groups together and come up with a communication structure that allows people to match needs and services and resources, because it's going to be hard. You know, we're asking particularly seniors, the most susceptible to COVID-19, to isolate. But we also know that folks need to have their shopping done. They need to access medical services and doctor's appointments when those are still happening. And so we're looking at how we make sure we're providing good continuous services. But another part of this is the critical importance that we all have to look out for our neighbors, to look out for those closest to us, to reach out to your older neighbor to see if they need help with shopping, to pick up a prescription, just to check on people and make sure they're okay, people of all ages. This is going to be tricky, a tricky time. This is not something that anybody is used to, you know. So that's why we talk about practicing habits, because none of us have it down. None of us have it perfect. But you know, the one thing I've heard is if this feels awkward, if this feels uncomfortable while we're doing it, that's part of what tells you that it's working.